This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. With your host, John Rush.
And it's our last hour of the week. We talk food, and today we've got a very special guest joining myself and Andy. Doug Hall is joining us from Rayburn's Sandwiches. You're the Senior Director of Marketing. Doug, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us. So microwave ovens, microwave, or National Microwave Day is December 6th, and I'm not sure how old you are, Doug, but I remember a time when the average household did not have a microwave.
Not that long ago, right?
Well, I mean, I guess I'm getting older, but yeah, I mean, in our household, I helped my folks. We all wanted a microwave so bad, and I think I kind of prodded that along. I think I was like 14 or 15. I pitched in, and man, back then, I remember buying a Manna radar range. This is back in about 1978 or so, 78, 79. They were like close to $1,000 back then for a radar range. We didn't call them microwaves back then, but the radar range. And I can remember that being the first thing where you could instantly heat up something or make something in it. And back then they touted it as being like the greatest thing since sliced bread, and it's turned out to be a very good thing to have in the kitchen.
Yeah, I agree. I could not live without my microwave. I bet back in the day too, it was a huge device as well. Whereas you look at a lot of the modern ones today, they're much, much smaller.
Oh no, yeah, back then they had microwave stands that you used to go buy and put in the kitchen because that's what people did. Yeah, no turntables back then either. Charlie's reminding me my year, and they were a piece of equipment back in the day, Doug. So I guess first things first, give us a little history of the microwave and how it came apart, or how it came about, I should say.
Yeah, just like you were saying, most of us use microwaves today, and we very much take it for granted, but it actually came about almost by accident. So it was a self-taught American engineer by the name of Percy Spencer who discovered a way of heating food safely with microwaves. He was working with active radars in 1945, and he noticed the candy bars in his pocket were melting. So essentially the rest is
not good, by the way.
Not how I would like to discuss.
No, me neither.
Was he well tanned?
Well tanned and probably
kind of glowy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. it's funny though. I mean, we laugh, but that you're right. That's exactly how it came about. And they were, again, we didn't get ours until the late 70s. But let's face it, Doug, they didn't become super popular and affordable until really that sort of mid to late 70s is when people could actually afford to have them around the house.
Yeah, I mean, the first microwave was 6 feet tall, weighed over 700 pounds. Definitely not a convenient way of warming something up in your home today, but we've definitely come a long way.
Did they have to shovel coal into the back of it?
Darn near, yes. Darn near, yeah.
Possibility.
Go ahead, Doug.
Yeah.
I was going to say, about 90% of Americans today have microwaves. So, since the 1940s, this has definitely become a household staple.
Mm-hmm. Sure has. Yeah, there's very few houses that don't have, and then they become extremely inexpensive. I mean, you can buy just a countertop unit today. If all you're going to do is heat water and do a few things like that, sandwiches, whatever, Doug, you can buy one now for 50, 60 bucks. Far cry from what they used to be.
Yes, you can. And it's always interesting to me to hear what national day it is. And I always wondered why National Microwave National Microwave Day is on the 6th. And that is believed because it's in between Christmas and Thanksgiving. So that gives you still the ability to warm up some leftovers
sure.
from Thanksgiving and start
sure.
to prep for meals for Christmas.
Makes total sense. What does Ray Burns, and I will be the first to tell you, I've seen you guys' sandwiches, but I don't know that, you know, I've directly ever had any experience with them. So talk about your sandwiches and how we can use the microwave along with those and so on.
You got it. So Ray Burns, we are known for our bakery soft bread right on the microwave. We have deli-style sandwiches that you pop in the microwave for 60 to 90 seconds, and they come out ooey-gooey, melty, just really great sandwiches. We've got a couple of different kinds. We're the number one selling Philly cheesesteak in the United States. It's got thinly sliced beef, American cheese, bakery soft bread right on the microwave. We have pastrami and cheese, roast beef, and chicken bacon, to name a few of them.
They look delicious. Okay, question I have for you. Typically speaking, when you put bread in the microwave, after just a few moments of it cooling down, it becomes like rock hard, rubbery, and so on. How do you keep your bread soft by, you know, when it's actually coming out of the microwave, like I said?
Super duper top secret. But you're right. You know, a lot of people think, ooh, a microwave sandwich, that doesn't sound very appetizing. But these sandwiches are great. It's a mix between coming out and the bread being hard and coming out and the bread being soggy. A lot of manufacturers
right.
have both of those problems.
That's
but
right.
ours, you know, we've got a team of research and development scientists that work on this bread. They've been working on it for 30 years, and they have absolutely perfected it. It just comes out of the microwave perfect.
No, and I'll be honest, Doug, it's partially why, and I'm glad I'm having you on, because, you know, like I say, I've seen your sandwiches around, but really the first thought I have, and I think it's why we have you with us right now, first thought I have is I'm not going to put a microwave sandwich in the oven because it's going to come out like shoe leather when I'm done, because 90% of the time when you put any kind of bread in a microwave oven, that's exactly what happens. Or, to your point, it's super soft. So a lot of us just avoid that. I'm glad I'm having you on because, frankly, I did not know yours would come out the way they're coming out, as the way you explained.
Yeah, I'll tell you, and don't just take my word for it. We've got coupons on our website. If anybody wants to go and try it, I highly encourage them to. But we are an extremely fast-growing brand. So over the past 2 years, we've expanded significantly nationally. So I think consumers are saying, hey, what a pleasant surprise.
Hey, Doug, can you give that website again?
Yeah, sure. It is Rayburns, RayBurns.com. You can also find us on Facebook at Rayburns, Instagram Rayburns Sandwiches, and we're on Twitter, too, at Rayburns Tweets.
And I noticed that for all of you listening around here, there's tons of them sold in our particular area, so it's not hard to find. And no, Doug, you got my word. I will try these out because, again, I have, and I'm sure there's listeners listening that are just like me. I've avoided these just because of what we've been talking about with the bread coming out of the microwave like it does typically.
Yeah, completely understand it. It is worth worth another look.
And Doug, if we order them, you're fully stocked. They'll come to us. They're not all in cargo ships off the coast of California.
We make them all here in the United States. We've got
Good.
A plant in Mississippi. We've got several plants spread throughout the United States as well. So everything is made here domestically.
Well, that was thanks. I'm glad Andy just brought that up because, you know, to segue into that, yes, we do a health and wellness hour here on Wednesdays where we talk about, you know, just different things, health, food, all that sorts of things. We've got a meat supplier here that's one of our sponsors where they know exactly where all of the animals come from, how they end up on your table. And, you know, for a lot of our listeners, Doug, that's a really big deal. What's your guys' secret in that? I know you've got the secret on the bread side. How do you handle the rest of the ingredients in the sandwiches?
Yeah, we have a very strict supply chain. So I've actually been to where we source our beef from. I've seen the facilities. I've seen where we get our chicken from, all of the cheeses and ingredients. We have a very limited supply chain of who we will buy from because we really do want to ensure that we're representing that New York style or New York type deli sandwich in a way that, you know, is a very secure supply chain. So we also have a really rigorous quality assurance team that makes sure we know where everything is coming from. And again, being produced here in the United States gives us quite a bit of oversight
sure.
into it as well.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you need more quality, you know, control, John and I are
yeah, we'll help.
We are wonderful tasters.
To. That's right. Yeah, no,
we're gifted,
we're in, Doug.
We are really good. In fact, our wives tell us this is the only gift we have.
Yeah, that's about it. Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, just so you know, we're very practiced.
We're very good at it. Yes.
You laugh, but we, you know, I've got this team of food scientists, and what we do is we do a lot of food tasting. So they will whip up these really cool new innovative sandwiches and say, okay, we need to get some input on it. and they'll send me 20 of them, right? And within the week, they're gone. I eat all of them.
Oh, man. Awesome.
Hey, Doug, let me ask you a question, because when we think of, we're talking about microwaves and at home, something fast on the run, but when I think microwaves, I think work. I think the office place. Do you guys have a lot of businesses that you basically supply, or that, you know, come to you and basically load up for this meeting, that kind of get-together?
Yes, absolutely. We sell Rayburns in a variety of different ways. You'll find it sometimes in vending, sometimes in grocery stores, but you'll also find it in the club environment, and you'll also find it in a place where you can buy eight at a time. So a lot of smaller businesses will buy these, stock them up in their freezer or their refrigerator, and that way they're available. You can buy them for a couple bucks. They're available to, you know, anytime you need them. So,
fabulous
yeah, we
idea.
Definitely sell the larger sizes, and that's a big part of our business.
No, I'm glad we had you on, because I'm being very serious, Doug. I would not have tried these not talking to you, because it's just not, you know, again, because I've been, I guess you could say, tainted when it comes to bread coming out of the microwave. Because typically, I mean, we had some French bread the other night that was left over, stuck it in the microwave. It was good for about 10 seconds. And then after that, it became like rock hard, because that's what typically happens.
I often wake up screaming at 2 a.m. thinking about bread that comes out of the microwave.
You rarely get it to come out right.
It is. I'm sorry, but honestly, Doug, you know, so many people have had this experience where they've had things out of the microwave, and just the texture, the consistency,
well,
it's hot here, it's cold there, it just doesn't work out. And so it's hard for them to believe, wait a minute, somebody's made a sandwich
right.
just for this
right.
that just kicks.
Doug, even some of the breakfast sandwiches that are very well known, I can roll through some of the name brands that are out there. Same deal. You might find half the sandwich tastes good and the other half is hard as a rock. I mean, in your world, is it consistent, and is there any secret, once somebody buys these, is there any secret to cooking it in the microwave that makes it more consistent, or you just pop it in and go?
I would say there's a couple of secrets here, and I've learned a lot of this over the years as well. I would say one is, you know, read the heating instructions. I know that sounds almost laughable, but every microwave is a little bit different wattage. Some
right.
will come in at 1,000 watts. Some will come
true.
In at 1,200 watts. So knowing which wattage your microwave is, it will kind of tell you how quickly it will heat up. So following the instructions, seeing what wattages they recommend on there is great. And then the other big thing that I would recommend is take a look at some sandwiches you'll open up, some sandwiches you don't. Like with ours, for example, you want to open it just a little bit so some of the steam can escape. But that steam is a part of what keeps that bread, you know, it warms it up, and it also keeps it really warm and soft.
Okay. Good. Then thank you, Doug. Again, I will try this. You have my word on it. We'll have you back again in the future, and I will give you my opinion, but I will try these out, I promise.
Sounds good.
Doug, I appreciate you joining us. This has been very informative, and thank you very much. Again, folks, we'll have this up on the website a little bit later. It's Ray Burns with an E, so rayburns.com. Doug, thanks so much, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
You're very welcome. Have a great night, and that is December 6th. That sounds really good, actually. No, I'm
does.
Hungry.
I know.
I mean, okay, and in all seriousness, now that, you know, not that we couldn't say this when he was here, but in all seriousness, have you ever had good bread out of the microwave?
No.
I mean, like you're warming up
no.
a sandwich or doing whatever.
I've had tolerable bread.
I've had times
where, you know, it's hit and miss. So I've had times where the sandwich comes out pretty good and I like it and it's a good hot pocket or whatever.
Right.
And the next time it won't.
Right. Okay, so I'm not the only one.
No, you're
okay.
not.
Okay, all right. We'll come right back, folks. Don't go anywhere. Bruce Simmons is next. He is our reverse mortgage specialist. And if you may already have a reverse mortgage, by the way, and be looking at rates or wanting to know, hey, can I get some extra line of credit with some of the appreciation that's gone on, Bruce can answer all those questions. KLZradio.com, 303-467-7821.
Ask Bruce Simmons to explain how a reverse mortgage line of credit could lock in your home's value. You've been hearing about the potential for housing prices to start dropping, but so far, all you've done is gain more value. A reverse mortgage line of credit eliminates the fear of decreasing home values. No matter what happens to the housing market, your reverse mortgage line of credit won't lose a penny. Let's say your value continues to increase over the next few years. No problem. Call Bruce back to refinance at the new, higher value for even more benefit. But should your home lose value, say we hit another recession like in 2008, you have the peace of mind that you still have the full amount of your line of credit guaranteed. Bruce Simmons has been doing nothing but reverse mortgages for 18 years. Ask him to explain how it works. KLZradio.com/reverse. personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith, who was on with us at 3 o'clock, talking about if you're looking to do something different with your IRA, convert it to a Roth, or you just want advice on all of that, please give him a call today, klzradio.com, 303-744-1128.
You've been saving for retirement your entire career. Now it's time to take some of your winnings off the table. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a tax-efficient retirement plan. You've never had much need for a financial advisor in the past because you have primarily contributed to your company's 401k or IRA. Now, you're looking to the future. You know those accounts will be fully taxable once you retire, and taxes could be a pretty big chunk. Now's the time to start thinking about converting at least a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts. Your company's retirement plan has served you well, but you don't need to leave your nest egg there forever. In fact, it may be in your best interest to move some of that money before you retire. Find out how you could move into a lower tax bracket. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, Kevin Flesh, anything you need when it comes to legal things? And by the way, it doesn't matter what it is. It could be something malpractice related. It could be your car. It could be an accident. You name it. Whatever you've got a question for, the only thing Kevin doesn't do is family law. I get that question periodically. He can refer you to somebody if it's a family law situation. But otherwise, call Kevin. He's happy to help. 303-806-8886. Or again, find him at his website. It's fleshlawfirm.com. And that's F-L-E-S-C-H.
KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law, offers a free consultation because he doesn't want the cost to stop you from talking to a lawyer. Suppose you had to pay a few hundred dollars for your initial consultation with Kevin Flesh. Instead of having a productive conversation, you'd be worrying about the money the whole time. Then, suppose you don't retain him. You realize you don't need his services after all, so you wasted your money. It's too much pressure. Kevin wants you to feel comfortable talking to a lawyer without the distraction of a fee. Call Flesh and Beck Law now at 303-806-8886 and schedule a free consultation with Kevin. He'll be able to tell almost immediately whether or not you even have a case. Kevin always tells people honestly when they shouldn't hire him, so you'll leave the conversation better informed without wasting your money. Talk to KLZ's personal injury attorney for free at 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Ian and I talking about today, you know, the 6th. So that will be, is that Tuesday? I got to look here. Monday. Sorry, Monday is the 6th. And that is National Microwave Oven Day. And when we were kids, they really did focus on the oven part because, as Charlie said earlier, he got his first microwave when he came out here to Colorado and it was big enough to cook a turkey in, because back then they would advertise you could literally cook a full-size bird in the microwave.
Now they're basically a large toaster oven.
That's exactly.
For size. Yeah.
Yeah, and some are convection, and there's things you can do in them, but
right.
Let's face it, the majority of people with a microwave use it to warm up food or water or something along those lines.
Yeah. You're in a hurry.
Typically the use.
Well, it's great for leftovers. And by the way, it's great for leftovers for another reason. Because a lot of times you'll put leftovers in the oven, they dry out. They get, you know what I mean? They overcook.
Mm-hmm.
And so even with a lot of meats and things like that, you can mic them in the microwave oven, you know, with a cover, and they're much more juicy.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, so in your world, I've got my list. What's
good
not,
or bad?
Yeah, what's good or yeah, exactly. What's good or bad coming out of the microwave?
One thing that I hate.
Besides water.
One thing I hate microwaving is leftover pizza.
Yeah, me too.
It
gets soggy no matter how. It's like leather no matter how you do it.
Yeah, leftover pizza, you know, and by the way, I find this to be a difficult thing to do. I actually wrap the ends, you know, the crust part in foil.
Mm-hmm.
Tightly in foil, and that makes it so, and then you put it in the oven, mm-hmm. right, and bake it, and that makes
you want
it
a quicker way of doing it,
much softer.
Do you and I know Charlie doesn't have one, but do you have an air fryer?
I do.
Put it in the air fryer. You don't have to do anything. Stick that slice in the air fryer. They come out just like it came out of the pizza oven.
No, that's great. It's just that I usually, you know, will do several slices.
I see. Yeah.
Does it fit?
Well, it depends on how big your
depends.
Yeah, it depends on the size of your air
fryer.
We have
a pretty decent size one, but unlike you, I've not done. I'm planning on it.
It works great.
I'm planning on starting to use it.
The other thing that's better warmed up there than the microwave is chicken wings.
Yes,
by far.
You mentioned that.
By far better in there than in the microwave.
Okay, microwave popcorn. That works.
Microwave popcorn's
good. Good.
Yeah, that comes out fine.
It's kind of fun also to watch, you know, as it's growing in there.
You know, the other things that I don't mind that I think actually turn out better in the microwave than in other things are things like spaghetti or macaroni and cheese,
pasta,
things like that.
Pasta does great in the microwave.
Yes.
The only thing is, you know, cook it about halfway, stir it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want the outside super cooked, the inside, mm-hmm. you know.
Agree.
Pasta is really good. Rice dishes, same thing. The starches.
So somebody texted in and said,
potatoes, no.
Hot dogs and marshmallows grow huge.
Yes, they do. I always worry with the hot dogs in the oven.
They're going to blow up.
Yeah, is it going to blow up?
Have you ever had anything explode in the microwave, by the way? I have, actually.
I can't remember.
I'm
having a hard time.
Okay, so I one time, I don't know why. I was being dumb, I guess. I was just being a dodo.
Would you put your cutlery in?
No. I thought, you know what? You can cook eggs and all sorts of things. You can throw them in the microwave. Why not? So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to give this a whirl and see how this works. So I thought.
In the shell?
Yeah, in the shell. I was on vacation doing this. Luckily, it was somebody else's microwave, not mine. So I'm cooking these eggs, and I'm kind of dinking around doing my thing.
Funny.
You know, I put them in there for like 3 minutes or something. All of a sudden, there's this kaboom!
Yes!
It blew the door off the microwave.
What do you think's going to happen? You're heating up
like little
the
bombs.
Inside.
Like little bombs.
Oh,
literally.
Gosh.
And I poked a little hole in thinking that might help, but it didn't. Literally blew the
that
door off.
That just gave it aim.
It blew the door open, and there was white egg yolk every, you know, there's egg yolk and whites all over.
Oh, that's funny.
Well, it took me like a half an hour to clean the place up.
That is funny.
It was all over the roof. You know, it was everywhere.
Okay.
Literally, it was like a little mini explosion, literally. Kaboom. So, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
No, yeah, don't do that. In fact, if you put eggs
I never
in,
have.
If you put an egg in them, because there's some microwave poachers, by the way. So even if you do a microwave poacher, you have to poke holes in the yolk or they'll blow up.
Right.
Kabooey.
Yeah.
So, anyways.
What are some other things that just, I'm just going to say it, just suck in the microwave?
Like we just talked about a
you
moment
know
what?
Ago. Veggies are not good.
Yeah, some veggies aren't. And again, as we just talked to
veggies.
The guy from Rayburn, is bread. Most of the time you put any kind of a breakfast sandwich or anything along those lines, you're trying to re-warm up or even warm initially. I've learned one trick on breakfast sandwiches in the microwave is to soak the paper towel in water and rinse it out. And then put that over the sandwich you're cooking, and that moisture will help the bread not be so tough.
Yeah, what I do generally with breakfast sandwiches is simply wrap them in the paper towel, and then the moisture in there will make the paper towel moist enough to where it keeps the crust really nice.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, you know, it's not great.
No, they're not. No, it's
I mean, if I want a really good breakfast sandwich, you know.
Yeah, you gotta go get one.
Yeah, you gotta go get one.
Or you make your own, or you know, you do your eggs and a bagel, or a you know, McMuffin, or whatever, and away you go.
You know, another thing, leftover like a leftover hamburgers, they're okay.
Yeah. They're better in the fryer too. They're better in the.
They would be.
In
yeah,
the fryer.
That's gonna be
in
a lot
the air
better.
Fryer.
Well, I would think anything with chicken would be much better in the air fryer.
It is. Because the microwave
chicken
tends to make it a little rubbery. Yes.
Right.
Yes. In the microwave, it rubbers it up. I don't know why. I have no idea why all that happens, but it does.
You know, it's kind of like you ever go to those expensive, like, fundraiser dinners,
mm-hmm.
right? Lincoln dinners.
With the
Lincoln
rubber
Day
chicken?
Dinners. Yeah, the chicken is just pure rubber. And you just wonder, did they mic this?
Yeah, probably.
What'd they do? Take it, like, frozen to where it clanked as they put it into the microwave, and then, I don't know. It's awful.
No, potentially they probably did, actually.
You know, another thing I don't like in the microwave, they can't, I mean, if you get the right kind and you know what you're doing, but chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken fingers,
air fryer, again,
chicken
is the best
tenders.
Way to do those.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. Best thing's air fryer because they're like little rubber nuggets. They're just not good.
They're awful.
Yeah, they're just
absolutely
not.
Absolutely awful.
I agree.
French fries, don't ever, any potato, really. If you don't want it crunchy, just, you know, stay away from the microwave.
I agree.
I have not seen anybody be able to make that actually work well.
The one veggie that I do like in the microwave, I mean, it's probably just me, is if you want to steam carrots, and do those in the microwave, they come out pretty good because I like them a little soft, so they come out fine that way.
Yeah, carrots pretty tough, a pretty tough veggie. I think it would hold up to the steaming in there. It'd probably work well.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
What about cauliflower? Does that hold up or
it's not too bad?
Or is it mush?
No, it's not too bad. I mean, I like mine a little you know harder. I don't like it super mushy. So.
Yeah, me too.
So, it's not too bad that way. But have you ever done a full meal in the microwave like they used to advertise back in the day?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Charlie, have you? Have you ever done a full meal in the microwave like they used to advertise back in the day with the little microwave cookbook and all that? He says, yes, no, yes. He says, yes. Liked it or not? Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't like it. No.
Me neither. So, back then, were people actually cooking full meals in the microwave in the early 80s? Or was it just something that you still used to warm up water?
No, they were doing full meals. There were people who did them. You know what people would use them a lot for that? Like full meals and this kind of stuff are people who don't plan. You see, what I do is I like to plan things to where they're covered, they're in the oven, and they're heating up that way, and they're going to come out just with a great texture. But I always plan it to where, okay, while this is going, I've got this, and this I'm going to do during that time, and it works out. But people I know, and I've known a few. In fact, we've both known these people, okay? Some people just don't know how to plan.
Right.
And so it's microwave or nothing.
It just ends up in the microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not – I'm more of the guy that was using it afterwards, or if you're going to soften some butter up or something along those lines, fine, throw it in. But that's that's not me. I'm not using it for a lot of this other stuff.
No.
Which really, if you think about it, most of us have microwaves that are far more capable of doing things than we actually ever use it for.
It's true.
I mean, most of the time we're heating up a leftover or water or whatever, and away we go.
Another thing I hate in the microwave is bacon. Now, they do have those things that are made for microwaving bacon, those little containers, and that does make it come out better, but not nearly as good.
Somebody says baked potatoes aren't bad in the microwave.
They're not too bad?
My grandma, this is
that's cool.
This is a texture. My grandma cooked Thanksgiving turkey in the microwave in 1977. Worst meal ever. I can only imagine. That's hilarious.
That's hilarious. Oh, my God.
Well, they did. That's what they advertised. It was on TV back then. Buy your, a man a radar range and cook Thanksgiving in half the time.
Yeah, and
that was the
on
commercial.
TV it looked good.
Yeah, that was the commercial. Yeah, because it wasn't even the real food.
Oh, that's awful. Well, like we were saying earlier, though, poultry is, it's like mixed in with some kind of pasta and sauce and that kind of stuff, that's totally different. But poultry just on its own, generally not good. Although leftover, chicken can work.
Yeah, what about like warmed up soup and things like that?
It's fine.
Yeah.
But I never warm up soup.
You don't?
No, because
so you never eat it out of the can and warm it up? You're not that guy?
Yeah, I do. No, I do, but I'm saying in a microwave.
Oh.
I warm it up on the
stove.
Yeah.
And I'll throw it in the microwave. I don't care. It's just soup. I'm good. That part I will do. I don't care about that.
That's fine.
Whatever's easy.
Here's the thing, John. I almost never eat soup.
No, me neither. It's not. It's a rare.
Very
that,
rare.
It's rarely that I do, so if that's the rare occasion, yeah, I'll just throw it in there. I'm fine. Whatever. I'm talking once or twice a year.
How do you like clam chowder?
Well, I love clam chowder.
I like clam chowder.
Yeah, it's just hard on my gut.
Is it real? Why?
Yeah, the white, the cream. It's hard on my gut.
But I thought cream is like milk. Isn't that good for the gut?
Depends on who you are.
Oh. Are you intolerant?
No, not
I mean, I
not
know
to,
you are
not
in
to
general,
milk, but I am
I mean,
on.
Are you...
I cannot do. I mean, I love clam chowder and I love, white clam sauce or white sauce on spaghetti and all that, but it just tears me up.
Something
I don't know why.
Something similar. Bisque.
I love it, but it tears me up.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I
never knew this about you.
I love all food, but it just tears me up.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. But I love, lobster bisque. Oh, it's awesome. But
yeah,
it just tears me up.
Okay, so, Wisconsin.
I'll be up all night.
So, Wisconsin cheddar soup, with broccoli and stuff like this.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome, but I'm up all night.
Really?
Oh, geez, yeah. It's just hard on my gut. I don't know why.
It just is.
Oh, it's hard on me. I'll eat it, but.
To me, that's about the most tame stuff you can put in your stomach.
Oh, not for me, it's not.
How do you do with spicy food?
No problem. I can eat that all day long.
Okay. So
Walt's wife for Christmas made some of the spiciest green chili I've ever eaten in my entire life. Speaking of green chili, by the way, we're going to have Greg Bloom from Barber's on here in the not-too-distant future. His brother is actually the stinking good green chili that he and Mark Schlereth.
Schlereth
make together.
Oh.
That's Greg's brother.
I did not
know that. Yeah, Greg's brother owns that company.
Oh. Wow.
So they sell that, by the way, at Barber's Foods. If you want some of that stinking good green chili.
Yeah, it's killer.
It's killer. It's some of the best made. You can get that at Barber's Foods.
By the way, have you ever had cheap green chili?
Yeah, unfortunately, yes. Nothing better than really good green chili.
That's almost like getting microwaved eggs.
Now, and by the way, green chili, I will warm up in the microwave and it's fine. His stuff I'll warm up in the microwave and it's fine.
Well, that's because it's full of liquid.
Right, so it's great that way. In fact, it thickens it up a little bit, actually.
Yep.
So, all right, we'll take a break. Right. We'll come right back. If you got suggestions along those lines, please text us. Got a couple I'll read here in a moment. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air coming up next. And, man, we're talking a lot about appliances and things along those lines. If you need some extra outlets and things like that done around the house, call Absolute. They can take care of that as well. It's Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Find them at klzradio.com or 720-526-0231.
Increase comfortability in your home with a UV air purifying system from Absolute. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air offers dynamic air solutions you won't find at most HVAC companies. Unfortunately, not all air purification products deliver on their promises. Before selecting a product, the team at Absolute personally met with the scientists who developed the technology, installing systems in their own homes to make sure they really work. The science makes sense. Your ultraviolet purifier attaches to your furnace, killing particles like dust, mold, and even most viruses at the source before the air blows through your vents into the rest of your house. One small unit purifies the air throughout your home, eliminating odors. Call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air today for an air purifier that works. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Gino's Auto Service is next, folks, and Gino's is with a J, ginosautoservice.com. Anything you need for your vehicle, it is going to have some changes in the weather next week is what they're saying. Make sure your vehicle's ready for winter. Get into Gino's today, 303-794-6700.
This month at Gino's Auto Service in Littleton, receive a new set of windshield wipers with any service over $50. It won't be long before the cold weather returns, so now is a good time to make sure your vehicles are serviced and in good condition. At Gino's, any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles, so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. This month only, take advantage of free windshield wipers with any service over $50 when you mention this ad on KLZ. For over 38 years, Gino's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. Gino's is AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Be sure to check out Gino's excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
This isn't rage radio. This is real, relatable radio. Back to Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. John Rush together with Andy Pate. John, quick question. What about those Hot Pockets where you get them with that little, like, container thing?
The foil thing?
Foil thing that you put in there with it. Those do come out better.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure why. Do you have any idea?
Because I think the aluminum foil that's on the inside of that helps it cook better, I believe.
It regulates it.
Yeah,
of course, it's not actually aluminum foil or it would explode.
No, not true. That's another misconception.
What is it?
As long as the...
Yeah, but you blew up eggs in yours.
Well, yeah, that's different. But as long as the metal component is not touching any part of the microwave, you can put it in there.
Okay.
If the metal touches any part of the microwave, the platter, the sides, whatever, that's where the sparks happen. But you can actually put a spoon in the microwave as long as it's not touching anything inside of the microwave. And the reason I know this, I know I'm a weirdo. So I used to have a coffee mug similar to, you know, a tumbler.
Yeah.
That had a rubber bottom on it.
Right.
I could heat the coffee inside that tumbler because it had a rubber bottom and it never bothered anything.
I did not know that. Okay, right. Thank you.
Because a lot, think of this, a lot of microwaves have a metal dish that everything sets on top of inside of the microwave. Well, the reason it works is because it's not touching anything because there's plastic wheels that it sits on top of.
Okay.
So there you go. Jeff, you're up next. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Jeff.
Well, you just gave me a whole new idea, John, with apparently what you're saying, then I could heat up bearings in the microwave.
You could.
Slip them on.
Well, here's the deal, though, Jeff. The metal, because there's no moisture inside of it, never changes. It never gets hot.
Okay.
Because to my understanding, I'm not an expert on microwaves, but to my understanding, the way a microwave heats the food is it's running the water molecules into each other. The friction causes it to heat up.
Okay.
So there's no water in those metal items. That's why the platter, for example, in a microwave, and I've got one that has a metal platter, that's why that metal platter never heats up.
Okay. I guess it makes sense.
So there you go.
I was just going to call you guys and tell you I'm the one that texted in on my grandmother.
Oh, that's hilarious, Jim. You probably had the exact same microwave we had as a kid because we had that, you know, Amana radar range. Okay, so here's a question for you. Did it have push buttons or a dial, Jeff?
Smaller than that. It was a dial.
It was a dial, okay. Okay.
And I've had tool chests in my life that were smaller and lighter than that microwave.
Fact.
And, you know, Jeff, it's just devastating. Because when people make that kind of a meal, you know, Thanksgiving dinner or whatever, they think about it. They're planning for weeks. And then when that happens, oh, my gosh, their day is ruined.
Yeah. Now take this, because my grandmother was not a good cook by any stretch of anybody's imagination.
Okay. All right.
I have never heard anyone say that about their grandmother.
Pig's feet for us to eat. Mm. She made some horrible, horrible stuff. And Mom and Dad bought the Grandma and Grandpa this Amana radar range that year. And I don't know, it probably cost Dad a month's worth of wages to buy it.
Oh, I'm guessing easily back then, Jeff. Easily, yes.
And Grandma decides to put the turkey in there because she can cook it in an hour and a half instead of 4 or 5 hours.
That's hilarious.
And it was like eating a basketball.
Yeah, it's rubber is all get out, right?
It, you know, a leather basketball would have had more flavor.
Exactly.
Than easier to chew.
That's hilarious, actually.
But it was absolutely horrible.
Yeah, they
and
were
a story that lives on in my family still to this day.
And those stinking things back then took 2 men to move them around almost.
Oh, they did. They were huge.
Yeah. Just ginormous things.
All right, you guys have a wonderful
Jeff. You
evening.
Too. Good story, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
it very much. And
that's funny. Have you ever heard anyone say their grandmother was not a good cook?
No. I was very fortunate. I grew up and both of my grandmothers were great cooks, two different style of cooks. My mom's mom was more of that, you know, they're from Missouri and, you know, the South. And so we had a lot of fried things on that side of the family because it's just what they did. It's how they learned and so on. Pressure cooker, things like that, where my dad's mom, you know, cooked a lot of different things, but they were both very, very good cooks. So, yeah, I grew up not starving ever. Very blessed that way.
What was your favorite holiday food growing up?
Any. Didn't care.
Well, no, I was a huge eater, too. You know, I didn't eat. I fed.
Yeah, I didn't
okay,
care.
Okay, and I understand that, but, I mean.
My grandmother on my mom's side made, and she would do this occasionally on Sundays. We'd go to church, go over to her house, and she would occasionally make fried chicken.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
Honestly, was better than any other holiday meal ever, because she made literally the best fried chicken you've ever eaten in your entire life, and I'm not joking.
We used to, and this is in Toma, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. You know where that is? Sort of. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, we'd go up to our grandma and grandpa's there, and there was a place in town called Bernstead's.
Uh-huh.
And it was like their Safeway.
Okay.
But Bernstead's fried chicken was nothing like you'd get at Safeway. It was like, you ever go to Raising Cane's?
Yeah. They have good chicken.
Yeah, it was like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so
Charlie
good.
Had something? Yes, I have repaired microwaves as well.
You're kidding.
Nope.
With eggs? I mean, is that how you line them?
No, with eggs, no. You can put magnetrons and all sorts of things in a microwave if you want to. Yeah, you can fix them. They're fixable. The magnetron's what makes the radiation, by the way. Or what, you know, does the heat.
Magnetron. You know what? I hear that's the name of the next COVID variant.
It could very well be, actually,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it would not shock me, actually.
I'm very worried.
That's a whole other conversation we'll get into Tuesday.
I always like to see a COVID variant that turns into a car.
That may happen.
It's just in this very case. Transformer.
Because they're going to keep this thing rolling as long as they possibly can, trust me. Anyways.
No.
All right, Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Get your free mortgage review today. Kurt Rogers, 720-895-0500.
Rates are low, but are you still paying too much interest? Why continue to pay most of your interest up front like a conventional loan when you can use the asset manager to save thousands in unnecessary interest costs? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. The asset manager is a simple interest loan, which means when your payoff decreases, your payment decreases, and so does your interest. Our clients are paying off their home in half the time. They're not changing their spending habits, and they have access to their equity for 30 years, even after it's paid off. Take AIM, 720-895-0500. Think about it. This simple interest loan allows you to own your home faster, access your equity for 30 years, which means never having to refinance over and over and over again to pay off debts or for home improvements. No more requalifying, no more additional cost. Call 720-895-0500, Affordable Interest Mortgage, and see for yourself. You're in control, not the bank. NMLS 298191, regulated by DOR, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, if you're looking to buy a special something for that someone that's always hard to buy for, Franktown Firearms may be your place to shop. And they're out in Franktown, not that far away, by the way. Find them at klzradio.com. Don't forget Tactical Fun Nights tonight at Franktown, 720-770-7777.
Step out of your comfort zone and conquer your fears at the Franktown Firearms Tactical Fun Nights. All shooting levels welcome. For beginners, Tactical Fun Nights give you a chance to try before you buy, so you can learn which gun feels comfortable in your hand. You shouldn't necessarily listen to your friends or family when they try to give you their opinions about what kind of gun to buy. Decide for yourself. Unless you feel comfortable with your firearm, you probably won't practice like you should. Moving and shooting, rather than standing still, gives you a better opportunity to imagine how you'd respond in a real-world scenario. So you start to understand why you'd want a shotgun for home defense, but a pistol for concealed carry. Rental fees waived during Tactical Fun Nights. Ammo always in stock and available for purchase. Each Tactical Fun Night will pose a different scenario, so come back again and again. Sign up now at klzradio.com/Franktown, where students become friends.
From KLZ 560, I'm Richard Beatty with Traffic and Weather. This report is sponsored by GIA Group Insurance Analysts, your insurance store since 1984. Visit them at e-gia.com. 25 southbound, slowing from Plum Creek all the way down to Spruce Mountain. Still problems, 25 north at University, 270 west at US 85. And then Littleton, they're slowing from Ken Carl Avenue to Bowles, speeds in the teens on 470 north, and still clearing the crash, 76 east at I-25. That slowing has now shown up with a crash, E-470 west at Morrison. That's backed up to Bowles. Skyview weather, beautiful weekend in store, sunny, high 50s, low 60s, and then a cold front on Monday, a high of 38. That's traffic and weather. I'm Richard Beatty, KLZ 560, your home station. Have a great weekend.
We're independent brokers. Now, what's an independent broker? What does that mean? We don't work for an insurance company. Okay, we contract with many different insurance companies so that we can offer their products, so that we can shop and provide you the best deal out there.
Call now for a free analysis of your home and auto insurance. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, a few minutes left of this Friday edition, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, Charlie. What do you want to top things off with here? We got like 5 minutes.
Okay, how about some more actors and actresses?
Sure.
Classic voices that you just love. Obviously, one that we didn't think about was Arnold.
Arnold.
And Stallone.
I'll be back. Oh, Stallone, I forgot about.
Yeah, I mean, these are classic voices. But you know who I really like? Two guys who are super funny. And I don't know how super unique their voices are, but their delivery is. And that's Ryan Reynolds and Chris Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
They kill me. I mean, the way they, you just know right away it's them just because of the way they deliver a line. Nicolas Cage, very, very unique. And how about this one? Both guys from Independence Day, Will Smith and Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, Goldblum especially. And he does a lot of commercials, as you know, as well, a lot of voiceover work and things like
yes,
that.
He does.
So his voice, very recognizable as well. It just has that, it's not... It's not a James Earl Jones by any means, but it's recognizable and unique. So when he's talking. So here's a question I was going to ask you earlier. On our list, we've got mostly men. There's a few women on there, but why is it that we can recognize men's voices and they're so distinctly different than that of ladies?
You know, my wife had a theory on this. And
what is it?
She said it's because women generally are in the movies for their looks much more than for their voices and what they can do with their voice.
Okay. I would buy that, by the way. I think she's correct.
And she says that's why their careers are generally shorter lived. And, you know, I mean, who's the girl from Armageddon?
It's me. Which one?
Pearl Harbor. You don't remember her? Liv Tyler.
Okay.
Okay, Liv Tyler is obviously gorgeous, but you don't think anything about her voice. Julia Roberts is pretty and very talented, but you don't think anything about her voice.
No.
Meg Ryan, cute as a button in all those romantic comedies, but you don't think anything about her voice.
Yeah, the only other woman that I had on my list, because she does a lot of voiceover work as well, is Jennifer Garner, you know, because she does all the What's in Your Wallet commercials, and you hear her there, and so she's got a very recognizable voice that way. But she's unique in that. Most women don't do that.
No. No, for the most part,
she's
they
very
don't.
Unique that way.
Yeah, and that's her theory.
And I'm not knocking. It's just, just kind of you point that out, and you're like, even when I was rolling through, you know, kind of the internet looking at, okay, what are recognizable actor, actresses' voices?
Right.
There's far more actors than actresses just when you go Google it even.
Well, and like you and your son, you couldn't even relate to Katharine Hepburn. But trust me, I would say for there had to be 30, 40 year span of time when she had easily the most recognizable actress voice.
You know, and we didn't mention Lucille Ball. She would be another one that had a very recognizable voice.
She did very little movies, more TV.
She did some, yeah. Actually, there's a movie coming out in the near future about her, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah. So, I mean, she was sort of like Elvis. She sort of did some token movies, I guess you could say,
right?
Would that be the best way to say
that?
Yeah,
I would say so.
Yeah.
You know, and there was Bob Hope is a voice you would recognize right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today Bobcat Goldthwait is
yes.
You know, from
we forgot
Scrooged.
About him almost.
Think about Scrooged. I mean, you know him right away. You know, we said Mel Gibson, of course.
Michael Keaton, we haven't mentioned, but he's another one that's got a unique voice.
He does, and I just don't know. I was really struggling.
So Michael
to find
Keaton has
actresses.
A young voice. That's part of what
does
him wrong in the older character. You know, movies that he's doing now, because his voice, which doesn't really change a lot as you get older,
right.
It does, you know, when you get way older, it does. But right now, he still has a voice that sounds like he's 30.
Here's a very distinctive voice, Michael Caine.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You always know when it's
yes,
Michael
yes, yes.
Caine.
Always and, have.
Yeah, and he's terrific.
What about The Rock? We didn't mention him.
No, I mean, it's his voice.
Always.
And he's a megastar. I put him in the Harrison Ford level, and what I mean is this. Once again, megastar, you know them, and I love them. I love their work. Two of my faves that, you know, they're a big draw for the movies for me. But are their voices super distinctive like a Steve Buscemi? I mean, where they just jump out to me, and I'm like, I mean, I know it's them, but John Wayne, just his voice alone changed an entire movie.
Sure. Charlton Heston, same situation.
Morgan Freeman. Mm-hmm. Denzel Washington, once again, I think he has a little cooler
voice.
It's
distinct, but it's not like
right.
You know, James Earl Jones or any of those guys.
No, it isn't. No,
I agree.
Now, here's one that does, Chris Rock. Chris Rock, when he's in a role, it jumps right out, and his voice makes it happen.
Yeah, Will Smith is kind of that way, too,
but in
a different way.
Right.
Eddie Murphy, same deal. Yeah, you always knew his voice.
Well, yeah, because look at Eddie Murphy. He did two different cartoons, right? Shrek and Mulan. And you knew it was him, but his delivery was so good.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
real quick, the voiceover talent that's out there in the world today, some of these people and what they do. I watch some of the videos of these folks, and it's
amazing.
How do you make your voice do that?
They are amazing.
It really is.
There's one lady named Tara Strong. You don't know her, but Tara Strong does tons of cartoon voices.
Mm.
She is amazing.
It really is amazing.
Yes.
It really is. It's phenomenal, actually.
And it's kind of funny. In real life, she's very pretty.
Right.
You know, and
you wouldn't picture that.
No, because she can do so many voices. You just can't imagine that she can do that.
All right, folks, this will be our last break. Extreme Auto Repair. You heard from Richard, our traffic guy, a moment ago, Richard Beatty, that it's going to be, what, a high in the 30s roughly on Monday. Cold front's coming. Make sure your vehicle's ready to go. And if you haven't done that yet, get into Extreme. They'd love to take care of you. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair takes care of their customers because they can. In order to earn the NAPA Auto Care Gold Certification, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker passed rigorous scrutiny, testing the quality of their customer service. Hundreds of legitimate Google reviews, master technicians, digital vehicle inspections. Then, COVID-19 caused delays in the supply chain and nationwide part shortages. Once again, the team at Extreme Auto Repair stepped up to the challenge. They believe you do what you can for the customer, so they're staying in touch with suppliers on a daily basis, planning ahead to stay in stock. Thanks to their long-standing relationships with vendors, they have the ability to protect their customers from supply chain issues. So they're doing it. It's the right thing to do. Call them, 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises made, promises kept.
We don't yell at you. We inform you. Now, back to Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, that's going to about do it for today. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. I wanted to mention that tomorrow I've got a special, I shouldn't say special edition because it's always special on Drive Radio, but we got onto a topic a couple of weeks ago on salvage titles and how that works. There's a lot of you out there that are listening right now that look at a car, you'll see a really great price on it, you find out that, hey, the car looks great, but it's got a salvage title. What does that mean? How does that title come to be in the first place? What happens if the insurance company wants to offer you something along those lines in regards to, you had an accident, now you can buy the car back, but it's going to have a salvage title and so on. I've got an expert that's in that world. Bob White's going to join us tomorrow, and he'll be on air with me and Josh Goff from Legacy Automotive up in Boulder. It'll be a really great show for a lot of you that end up maybe in that world wondering, how does all of that work? We'll explain that tomorrow on Drive Radio. Fix It Radio, though, first thing in the morning at 9 a.m. Andy, thanks. Have a great evening. Charlie, you too as well. We'll be back tomorrow. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.